Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stovet.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about COVID-19.
According to the Minister of Health, 11 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 424 tested positive for COVID-19.
The ministry also reports that so far 46,442 people have contracted COVID-19 and nearly 38,000 have recovered from the disease since March last year. Almost 1,800 people have succumbed to COVID-19.
And in South Africa, we understand that the South African government has also taken measures to curb the spread of the virus, as over 750,000 Zimbabweans have also received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 518,968 received their second dose. Right now, there are conflicting reports over localized COVID-19 lockdowns, with the police saying some suburbs in Bulawayo have just gone curfews, but the government says they have not sanctioned these lockdown measures.
According to the South African Broadcasting Corporation and several newspapers, the South African government has tightened COVID-19 regulations following an increase in the number of people contracting dangerous COVID-19 variants.
People in Australia under similar COVID-19 measures due to fears over the spread of the Delta and Indian COVID-19 variants.
Ngibambe lamhlanje izilwandwa wasipoka ngokwenzakala ngeCOVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu abaningi abangani lokho bebamba umkhuhlane lo kwele Zimbabwe. Xa sikhangela ke khona manje khasibili kulabantu abangani bathi umkhuhlane lo umemetheka ongani kuyethusa. Kulabantu abayi-11 ababhubhe izolo bebulawa yiCOVID-19. Kwathi abayi-424 ngabantu abateste positive kuCOVID-19. Xa sikhangela khona manje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi sokulabantu 46,442 asababanjwa umkhuhlane weCOVID-19, wathi abedlula i-38,000 abafika phose i-38,000 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Kulabantu almost 1,800 asebabulawa iCOVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona njalo ukuthi abafika phose 750,000 ngabantu asebehlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuvikela umkhuhlane weCOVID-19, kuthi abayi 518,968 ngabantu asebehlatshwe i-second dose yabo. Sikhuluma nje khona manje uhulumende, amapolisa labanye ngani akuzwakali ngakhonokho kuthiwa kulama-localized lockdowns. Kungani kuthiwa koBulawayo awekho ama-lockdowns lawa, noma amapolisa abika nje ukuthi ama-lockdown la akhona endaweni njenge-Country Park, emganweni, eNkulumane, eNketa, e-City Center lezinye indawo ezijeneyo. But uhulumende uthi yena azange akhulume ngakhonokho, so ke abantu bathi khonokho kuyabaphambanisa. Xa sikhangela kwele South Africa, siyabona ukuthi umsakazi we-South African Broadcasting Corporation labanye izipepha atshiyeneyo athi ke uhulumende usefake khonokho ke ukuthi kuvalwe indawo eziningi. Sikhuluma nje ama-restaurants avaliwe, sikhuluma nje amabhawa avaliwe, le ndawo eziningi sibili kakhulu sokule lockdown emangalisayo. Kwele Australia lakho babhekane lokufanayo, njengoba ke kuthiwa sokula lokhu okuthiwa i-Delta lokunye okuthiwa i-Indian COVID variants. So ke Jonga, kunjalo abantu kungani bathole nzima babo?
Ndizvozvo Gibbs, nevadiwa vateereri nevatariri, nhasi muchirongwa chedu che-Live Talk tiri kutarisa nedenda reCOVID-19. Denda ravhara nyika dzakawanda kusanganisira Zimbabwe. Tinoona kuti muZimbabwe nezuro vanhu vanokwana kuita 11 kana kuti 11 vakafa neCOVID-19, kuchiti vamwe mazana mana nemakumi maviri nevana kana kuti 424 vachiwanikwa vaine denda iri. Ndaitarisa kubva svondo rapera nemusi wa21 kusvika nezuro musi wa27, tinoona kuti kwafa vanhu vanokwana kuita 64 kana kuti makumi matanhatu nevana. 64 people have died since June 21 to June 27. That's a high number. Saka tiri kutarisa nezvenyaya iyoyo nedambudziko riri kuitika nezviri kuitwawo matanhatu kutorwa nehurumende ekuedza kudzivirira kupararira kwedenda irori. Tinoona munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana muri kuitwa anonzi malocalized lockdown. Koitawo mamwe mashoko anenge achizoti kana akufambiswa nevanhu unonzi wachitaura kuti nzvimbo yakati yanzi ine lockdown, nzvimbo iyoyo yozoonekwa kuti haina, kana kuti hurumende yotaura kuti aiwa kuno hakuna lockdown. Tiri kuzviona zviri kuitwa kune mamwe matunhu muBulawayo. Tichatarisawo nyaya yekuti muSouth Africa takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika yemo nezuro vasiro Ramaphosa vachizivisa kuti vadzosa nyika yavo kulockdown level 4 mushure mekuona kupararira kuri kuita denda ra COVID-19 nekufa kuri kuita vanhu saka vasimbisa mutemo wekurambidza vanhu kufamba famba iwe lockdown totoona kuti vanhu havachabvumidzwa kufamba kubva nenguva dza 8 manheru kusvika na 4 mangwanani ezuva rinotevera ndo dambudziko riri kutarisana nevanhu nyaya tiri kutarisa totarisawo mune dzimwe nzvimbo nedzimwe nyika toona zvakaita sekunana Australia vari kunzi vaitawo dambudziko redenda recovid-19 iroro kwaita utachiwana weIndian variant neDelta variant ndezvimwe matambudziko echirwere ichochi kana utachiwana wechirwere ichochi huri kutenderera zvakare uchinzi unopararira zvakanyanya ndonyaya dzatiri kukurukura toda kunzwa kwamurimi kuti kwakamira sei pindai muchirongwa kibzi.
Yes, as Jesus Wanda in Bulawayo, who actually spoke to several people, you know, concerning this COVID-19 kind of lockdown. And one of the people that he met is this gentleman who was in one of the suburbs where they were said to be a COVID-19 lockdown. So let's listen to what the gentleman was discussing with Ezra Jesus Wanda.
Lapa, under no tent. When you come back?
Chef Makunike,
lapha ke kuthiwa ke imzirikazi under north end i-hotspot ye-coronavirus abantu bona ukungabona umuntu ogulayo kodwa
hayi mina angabona ngibona ngamuntu
ofileyo
hayi mina ne-coronayo
kanti manje lokhu ukuthi kuthiwa abantu abagcwele bagula lapha ubona abantu bakuthethenga
khonapho ikuyaingakikwazi ukuthi babe kuthethenga kodwa lapha ngokuthi kuthiwa umuntu nge-coronayo
e labagulayo kababona
angababona
So gathesi ke lina lizwa njani njengemzethu bona babathini emzilikazi abantu bathini ngakho lokho njengasokule lockdown so curfew
bakhala ngokuthi njengona nje ukuthi nomashop avala ngo-3 akusela kuba bengabajingela izinto zabo nabathengisayo laba bakhala ibhizinisi yabo isinjani siphasi
bathini bona abathengisayo laba bakhala besithini
bakhala kunokuthi ibhizinisi vele yafike isi-low business
manje onophila ngani
mina owakathizi kade mpho ngokuthengisathengisa nje
kodwa kuzaba njani ngoba le-lockdown le
kuyahle kube wesa
endlini ufuneka ukudla
yebo kakhulu
irenti
lerenti konke
ukudla konke into abantwana lonkosikazi
endayo inkosikazi
bangaki labantwana
abantwana bangu-3
bonke bakhalele wena
bakhalele ubaba
ngosuku kuhle kuyaphuma lude silohambe bathalele wena
kulesikhathi lesikhathi
uthengise ni ohlanganisa uthengisani lanilani
hayi ake ndithengise nje omatomatisi onyeni
wakhoakhipho
kwabantwana
umaneje ukuyathenga imbuku ngayo
iyandijani yakhona suku zonke zaje
so uthi ubana yindlala yodwa
hayi idlala
vela uzangisebenzi kudala
angandisebenza kudala kakhulu inesitaf futhi
kwaphela umsebenzi
kwaphela umsebenzi akudala sokulesikhathi ku-2000
okay but kulezi insuku sizophela indawo zamashabhini into akhwela amashabhini asebenza kunje
hayi
bayisaba
ngiyabotshwana treti yangifunayo bahle bayisaba itreti yangifunayo
babhoda yini busuku umphosa nga
hayi kwakalokho kuthiwa kuqalisile angikababona
ingazi
namuhla
njenamhlanje kuqala phela namuntsisintambama kathesiikef wena abusendlili manje
avela
kunangibona namali
imali yangkhona ibonakali
okay so ubona ngani kodwa bathini bakhiphe yini abantu basebenzi kumbe kwenziweni ngoba phela asibabantu abakhulunywa ukuthi bafile asibabona
asibaboni kodwa nxa kungabonakali abantu kumele kungkho ukuthi kuvulile kusetshenzwe
kufuna ukuthi kusetshenzwe ilokuzeni-ke i-injection le ye-vaccine siwayithatha wena
singayithatha
zonke zombili so awusesabi kakhulu so njengana nto behlathi wena uthini abantu ahlathwa ngabe bavunyelwa nto basebenza alaso behlathiwe
ikuthi yabona ngaze ngivuma ukuthi abanye thina sisebenze kuhlatshiwe hayi lowo ungahlatshwa ngake lawo yabelamba
so ngcono kuvulwa kube abantu bezinazelela kuphela
kuphela
kodwa i-social distancing ayikho vele lokhu ithini kona
kwezindawo ngakutshela iqiniswa ayikho
ayikho okay ungathini
kubalalelikakhulu kubamamaski abanye
abaqoli ungathini-ke kuba abantu abalalele ngaso isikhathi
hayi ngibacela ukuthi-ke lanje ngoko ukugqoka imaski i-social distance
there you are jonga so Ezra was talking to a gentleman who lives in Mzilikazi high-intensity suburb. So this gentleman is saying, you know, he has not seen a person who is suffering from COVID-19, but nonetheless, he says he must protect themselves.
And he also got vaccinated.
And he said he was vaccinated. So, and he sells a lot of stuff. And he says sometimes he's not getting much. Shops are closing early. Even if the government is saying, you know, there's no curfew and so forth, but people are following what the police say. Mm-hmm. And he was really, you know, unhappy about what is going on. He used to be a national foods worker. Now he does his own things, but there's nothing that is coming. You know the Stockfellers, the Shebeens?
Yes.
He says these days, you know, people fear that if they operate them, they'll be arrested. That's so true. They are not operating at all. Mm-hmm. So then he says social distancing, the wearing of masks is actually questionable in most of, you know, cases. So he says there's a problem.
But what I liked most, Gibbs, is that because he deals with the public, he made sure that he got all his two doses.
That's right. Yes, yes, precisely.
Yeah.
So we've got now Mr. Moses Banda. He's based in South Africa. Maybe you can chat now.
Dr. Swanda.
Yes, thank you.
We can start from that end in South Africa. To, what extent will be announced or the new lockdown, the lockdown level 4, affect Zimbabweans in South Africa? To what extent?
Well, I think like anyone that is living in South Africa, what basically it means is that there's going to be serious restrictions, you know, in the capacity of people to obviously earn an income in terms of working. But of course, we know that the borders still remain open, but we are quite aware of the fact that at this particular stage, you know, what it means is that all those people that work, for example, in restaurants, particularly because we know that a lot of, you know, Zimbabweans work in the restaurant industry, because it is only going to serve, you know, takeaway clients. That might mean that those that normally serve as waiters, especially in these restaurants, are likely to be laid off. And that means, obviously, that a lot of people are going to be, you know, unemployed at this particular moment.
Dr. Sani Rurimirwa, my Trukun Governor Wakawanda, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Varu Chema Guta, Mutemo Iskwa level 4, Uchatu Messer, Zakanyanya, Nenya Zimabas, and Utu Ashinjo, Varu Chatsata to recover, Papa Mbonzi, Zinjaneve Nuskwa, Shino Zoka Pagata, Pekuoma, Zizamata or Bamsoropa, Dr. Swan.
Chatinata Rutuki, Patakata Saparism, Trukuna Utu Ashinji, Rana, Zimbabwe, Shino Sandoma restaurant. Nekudaro tiri kuona kuti marestaurants nemabhaa nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakawanda vanenge vachitengesa kudya kuti vanhu vadye kunze. Zvinoreva kuti aya atinoti mawaiters vanoita zvekuseva vanhu mumarestaurants havagoni kuzoseva vanhu. Saka zvinoreva kuti marestaurants akawanda achatomisa vanhu kuti vaende kubasa. Ende tinoziva zvakare kuti zvivaro zvemuzimbabwe zvakawanda ndomazvinoshanda. Saka zvinotoreva kuti takatarisira kuti vanhu vazhinji vanobva kuZimbabwe vanoshanda zvikuru marestaurant vachange vasina mabasa. Saka tadzokera pakare paya paya pane dambudziko rekuti hapasina mabasa, hapasina nzira yekurarama.
Mm-hmm. Pane nzira here ingaitwa nevana veZimbabwe kuti vange vachikwanisa kutsvaga dzimwe nzira dzokuti vararame kunze kwekumirira kuti makambani avhure kana kuzotarisa kuti kumberi remangwana ringaita sei? Nokuti tinoona kuti chirwere ichi hapana anoziva kuti chichashanduka zvariini, saka vanhu vakaramba vachichema vakangogara. Zvii zvamungavataurira?
Hazvisi nyore iko zvino, nokuti patokona ndechokuti tanzwa zvedu chinoziva kuti palevel 4 chimwe chinowanzirwa ndechokuti vanhu vanotengesa vanogona kuzazotenderwa kutengesa nekuti zvinenge zvichinzi vari kuikonzera magatherings. Saka takatarisira kuti iko zvino vazhinji vanoshandawo panze murodhi vanotengesa miriwo nechii zvakadaro vachatadza zvakare kuti vashandi. Saka patiri iko zvino tinoziva kuti inguva yakaoma nekuti hapana chimwe chavanogona kuita unless kana vachinge vaona zvekubatsirwa nevanhu kana hurumende. Tinoziva kuti hurumende yemusouth africa yataura iko zvino kuti haina mari sezvayakaita gore rapera kupa vanhu matiers nemari dzemasocial grants. Yati iko zvino haina. Saka zvakatooma chaizvo iko zvino.
And what can you say in Sindebele, Isindebele, the same you explained in Shona in English?
Isimo esibhekane naso njengamanje ngesokuthi siyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi abayizizalwane sakwana seZimbabwe kabasoze banelise ukuthola ukuhlala njalo basemsebenzini, ngoba siyazi ukuthi imisebenzi abayiningi labo lisebenza ezindaweni zokudlela sikumarestaurant, kanti basebenza njengo waiter abanikeza abantu ukudla behleli phansi. ngoba imigomo level 4 ithi abantu abavunyelwa ukuthi bangene ema restaurant badle kusho ukuthi konke laba bantu sokuzofanele ukuthi bahlaliswe phansi bangasebenzi bazobe ngenayo imisebenzi kusho ukuthi iinkinga zokulamba sizoqala ukuhlangabezana nengane zeZimbabwe kanti abanye siyabaza ukuthi iningi labo lidayisa emgwaqweni okusho ukuthi njalo laba bazoba nenkinga ngoba uma beqhubeka behleli lapha kuzobonakala njengendlela ebhebhethekisa umkhuhlane owe-COVID-19 ngakho isikhathi esikuso sinzima kakhulu nakuzizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Thank you so much. And also, Dr. Swanda, in Zimbabwe, things are not getting any better. We are seeing areas where they've effected localized lockdowns and also some areas dubbed as hotspots. And most of the northern side of Bulawayo is affected by this tag of hotspots. What can you say about this? Because we see people, they still travel from South Africa to Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe to South Africa. What's your take on it?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that we have is that traveling between Zimbabwe and South Africa is not what we can call quite regulated, because it is only for those people that, you know, want to travel for maybe leisure or, you know, major businesses that are, that is, which is often regulated. But you will notice that the majority of the people that fly the route between Zimbabwe and South Africa, they use undesignated routes, which means that they don't necessarily have to cross through the border, which means if South Africa is getting, you know, the Delta variant being, you know, more prominent and basically more prevalent and infecting more people, it means that very soon Zimbabwe is going to be experiencing serious, you know, problems with the Delta variant as well. We have to keep hoping that it is not as deadly as it is transmissible.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Thank you very much, Dr. Swanda. So hold on there. Let's bring in Mr. Mandla Moyo. He lives in Sydney, Australia. Mr. Mandla Moyo, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much, Dube and Mr. Chunga. I'm pleased to come back to the show.
Yes, so now it seems as if in Australia, where you are, the Indian and Delta variants are causing havoc. Tell us a bit about this, and now this is affecting Zimbabweans.
Australia, so far in the last few months, we have been very quiet in terms of the pandemic. Just last week, we started to see in Sydney, where I am right now, a lot of these Delta variant cases coming up in the community. As I'm speaking right now, the state of New South Wales, which is the capital city, being Sydney, has gone into a 2-week lockdown effected on Saturday evening by the Premier of state of New South Wales. And this is a shock to most of the Australians, because so far Australia has been having very few cases, but we are very much shocked at the moment to see us going back into those days of lockdown again.
So now it seems that there are so many Zimbabweans that are affected by this. So tell us a bit about that.
There is a lot of Zimbabwean community in Australia, as you know. From statistics, I think we've got over 5 million Zimbabwean families living across in Australia, from what I gathered in the statistics last year. And most of these Zimbabweans who work in the hospitality industry, catering and transport industry, have been grossly affected because they cannot continue to go to work. People have started to stay at home to observe the lockdown regulations. It has really caused a lot of economic problems to families, and most of us here survive on income. Very few of us who run businesses have also been forced to shut down.
Yeah, I was telling you what the Konapoma lockdowns are meant to be ngaliphi ngukhulumendo wawole Australia. Kuhamba njani? Njalo linama Zimbabweans kulibamba njani konke lokho?
Lapha e-Australia babadube kuma state angu 5 lama territories amathathu. I-Australia ungayikhangela i-continent enkulu kakhulu. Ama state amathathu kusukela ngomgqibelo angene kuma lockdown. Uqala ke i-New South Wales okuyi capital city yakhona ke i-Sydney ingene ku lockdown enkulu kakhulu e 2 weeks. ngemva kokubana kutholakaleke istrain se-Delta variant emphakathini, kube labantu abangu 120 abatholakele be-positive emphakathini emalangeni adlulileyo khonapha eSydney. Njalo ke kwe-Western Australia ePerth kube labantu abangu 4 abatholakale be-positive ngayo naleke istrain abathi Delta variant. Njalo lokhu kwenze ukuthi abantu abaningi abasebenza emaweteleni, emakhefa, labachayeli bezimota, abadriver, aba-Uber bengasenelisi ukuya emsebenzini, abantu sebehleli ezindlini behlezi be-observe ke imithetho ke ye-lockdown, okuyikuthi ke sokulimaze lesimo somnotho ukuthi abantu bathole inzuzo ukuze baqhubeke ngempilo yangapha njengoba impilo emazweni idura. Kudanise kakhulu abantu abaningi ukuthi sizibone sesingena njalo kuma lockdown.
Yes, sicela ubambe kulapho ke Jonga. I think we are joined by our third guest, and that is Dr. Simbiso Randa. Welcome to the show, Dr. Randa.
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you for having me. Hi, Mr. Jonga.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Dr. Rangane kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Maybe you can start by helping us here with the new wave. Is it a third wave in Zimbabwe? Because as of last week or 2 weeks ago, things have just changed. The figures are rising like every day. We are seeing them almost close to half a thousand or just below 500 numbers. And also the deaths since 21 June to yesterday, 27 June, we've lost 64 people succumbed to COVID-19. Can we say the country is now in a third wave?
Yeah, Mr. Kandimir, I think that's right. I think Zimbabwe is experiencing what the rest of the region is experiencing, including in South Africa, Mozambique, and some other countries around Zimbabwe. And obviously the numbers have gone up sharply in the last couple of weeks. So definitely, I think we are in the third wave, and I hope that it won't be worse than the first two. This is happening during the winter season when people tend to congregate in homes and so forth because of the cold weather. So it means chances of transmission are much higher of COVID-19. So unfortunately, that's where we are, and I hope that we get people vaccinated quickly enough, and meanwhile, people in the country continue to observe measures to minimize the spread of COVID-19.
We've also noticed that the government has implemented localized lockdowns. Do you think this will help curb the spread of COVID-19?
Definitely. I think it will be helpful. Of course, I think what we have to think about is after the lockdown, what happens next? Mm-hmm. Because obviously once you lock down, once you have a lockdown, the numbers, the multiplication of the virus slows down. But then as soon as you open, you know, unless things have changed in terms of people getting immunity against COVID-19, this is going to be a vicious cycle.
Ndokunetsai kuti mungo tsokora nerurimi rwamai. Tikona kuti muZimbabwe huwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 pamwe nekufa huri kukwira, tingati kubva kumasvondo mairi adarika huwando hwacho hunenge hwati kwirei. Svondo rimwe chete kubva musi wa21 mwedzi uno kusvika nezuro musi wa27 kwakashaya vanhu vanokwana kuita 64, makumi matanhatu nevana. Tingati here nyika yapinda muinganzi third wave yatiri kunzwa iri kungotaurwa mune maya matunhu nedzimwe nyika?
Hey, Mr. Gandimire, ichokwadi kuti tapinda third wave, another season or another moment when my numbers ari kukwira zvakanyanya throughout Zimbabwe. It means vanhu vari kubata chirwere vati wandei, uyezve vari kufa in the last couple of weeks vakawanda neCOVID-19. Tiri kuona kuti izvi zviri kuitika throughout sub-Saharan Africa and some other parts of the world, including in Australia, as we were hearing. I think chiri chakakosha ndechekuti tinga slower say it spread kana kuparadzira kwechirwere cheCOVID-19 at the moment. And uyezve kuti mangwana, what are we going to do kuti tisaramba tine this vicious cycle?
Chingati vata na haruku toruwa ne hurumende kuvhara mamwe matunhu anenge anzi aita dambudziko rechirwere ichocho yatiri kuti localized lockdown. Ndiwe mamwe matanhu amuri kukurudzira iwo ndamuri kutaura nezvavo kuti anogona kubatsira.
Ndinoona ari matanhu anobatsira malockdown kuti kana vanhu vakasanyanya kusangana through my restrictions, including my lockdown. Zvinoita kuti chirwere chisaramba chichipararira zvakanyanya. Asi chandinofunga ndechekuti hurumende inofanira kunge ine plan yekuti so malockdown manumbers akamboderera. Kana taaderera tichangovhura here and then life goes on. Kana kuti tine plan yekuti meanwhile malockdown aripo tiri kuita kuti vanhu vavaccinate vabayiwe nhomba and other measures kuti this problem isaramba ichicirculate in the country.
Mm-hmm. And the other issue before I give it to Gibbs is the issue of travel. Yes, they are localized lockdowns, but people still travel from one place to another. And we have also noticed that some areas like northern suburbs in Bulawayo, Shamva in Mashaland Central, Marondera in Mashaland East, and Chirezi in Masvingo, they've been identified as hotspots. But still, there is no lockdown. What does that mean to those who are trying to make sure that the pandemic is contained?
I think as long as we are within the country, from one region, like Okunana Chirenzi, Vachenda Okunana Blawayo, and so forth, it means chirwere chinenge chiri kupararirawo. Asi chandinoona dambudziko kuti maZimbabweans, they need to survive somehow. And I think that's where we are talking about the, what is the bigger strategy besides with a lockdown. Because when we are going to if you don't have to travel, don't travel. Stay at home until this wave is over. Number two, I would encourage you to buy a number as soon as possible. And then kuhurumende, can we provide support Zimbabweans, but that's not a much and but you move around just in an effort to survive.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga Gibbs.
Yes, Dr. Ranga, talking about these COVID 19 variants, can you tell people what are these?
What I can say, Gibbs, is variants are basically mutations. The virus over time tends to replicate and it tends to adapt as it multiplies in the community, so that it can survive longer. So what we are seeing is that there have been several variants from the South African variant, the British variant, the Brazilian variant. Now we're talking about the Delta variant, which seems to have originated from India. Basically, when we give room for the virus to spread, it is likely to adapt by forming more resilient mutations that can, you know, evade treatment options, and it can be more virulent or it can be more aggressive. So as we know, a lot of these newer variants tend to be to spread much faster and to result in more hospitalization. So that is a big problem. Thank you.
So if you are, let's say, vaccinated and you are hit by one of these, can you survive?
The statistics so far suggest so. I don't know whether it's true for every vaccine, but definitely for the mRNA vaccines like the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, it seems like the most of these, the vaccines still work against even the emerging variants like the Delta variant. Of course, the vaccines are not as effective against the variants compared to the effectiveness they had in the original virus or the wild virus that we started out with. But getting vaccinated decreases the chance for hospitalizations and for death, whichever vaccine someone is taking.
Yes, can you hold that? Hold on there, Dr. Ranga. Let's see whether we can bring in a certain person who talked to Ezra Jesus Wanda before we proceed to other guests. So hold on there. So Ezra was in Bulawayo on Friday and he talked to a lot of people. Here's one of the people that he talked to about lockdowns and COVID-19 in general.
umkhuhlane lo corona kuthi usubuyile njalo wena uzweni ngapha
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Okay, what is cut is over. Manje ubona ze right inkono. Abantu bangakulandela konke malo kitchen. Khona sikhona. Wonkulumane khona bengalandela. Bebaninga ngani?
Ah, kumele balandele. Kumele balandele kodwa because abantu bayapha.
Mm. Kuyini isikhathi ongasinika uzulu olalele ngalesikhathi ungathini ebantwini?
Ebantwini?
Eh, balalele.
Ah, mina ngathi mina kumele balalele umthetho obekiweyo wegovernment. Ukuthi
I'm going to start to get to the challenge.
So that gentleman is talking to Ezra Chesaspanave, is talking about you know what they're facing basically in the city of Queens and Queens. So at the end of the day, what this gentleman was saying is, well, if you have no business in going around, don't go around. Just stick to where you are so that you cannot contract COVID-19. So he sells scraps and all these kind of things. But he says business is quite low because of that. You know, these lockdowns, even if the government is denying, but business is low, really, according to him.
You know what I've noticed, Gibbs, from even my own experience, you know, there are times that you just say, let me go into town and wander around doing completely nothing.
Nothing, or window shopping.
Yes, window shopping. We call it window shopping.
Yeah.
So that is something that people has to do away with because people are just loitering sometimes with no business to do, and they are putting themselves at risk of contracting this deadly virus.
Yes, let's bring in then Mr. Mangla Moyo in Sydney, Australia. So, Mr. Moyo, we see that people in Zimbabwe are really struggling to make ends meet, you know, and now these lockdowns and so forth. What advice do you give them, and with the experience that you're getting right down there, you know, what can you tell them? How do you survive this kind of pandemic? Mr. Moyo?
Thank you so much, Mr. Dube. I think people back home in Zimbabwe are quite doing it tough because of the already economic problems that coexisted even way before the coronavirus pandemic hit us. My advice to the people in Zimbabwe is that it's time now they accept the reality. The reality on the ground is that the virus is still with us. The virus is there, and they must accept all the measures to try and mitigate the spread of this pandemic, follow social distancing regulations, practice hand hygiene, and wear a mask properly if they can access one. It's very easy to say it by word of mouth. I know masks can be quite expensive, but the other thing that can also help is to try and do hand hygiene, avoid going in large gatherings. And psychologically, people are very demoralized back home. People are so disappointed. They were looking ahead to go out selling their stuff, selling fruit and vegetables in town, of which they can no longer do. But it's time, I think, that people accept that the pandemic is still around us. It is dangerous, and they have to accept to be vaccinated. People should take this vaccination program and be vaccinated while the vaccine is still available.
So, okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about the vaccine. I'm going to talk a little bit about the vaccine. I'm going to talk a little bit about the vaccine in Australia. I'm going to talk a little bit about kumele benzeni ngoba xa umuntu ele madlana ecabanga ukuthi athenge isikhuma sombhida kumbe athenge ihwahwa lokuthi ayekudla bantu kwa kusebenzisa embhideni kulokuthi athenge imask kumbe athenge isanitizer. So umuntu uphila njani nxa kunjalo babumoya?
Okumele sikunanzelele ensukwini lezi esiphila kizo kumkhuhlane lo wobhubhane le-COVID-19. So kumele siqale engqondweni zethu samukele ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ukhona. Ngiyazi ukubana kulembiko eminingi ethunyelwe abantu edungayo kuma WhatsApp group lapha ukuthi hayi ivaccine leyo ungayihlaba uzakufa ngemva kwe 2 years kumbe hayi ivaccine leyo yabulala. Abanye bathi hayi ivaccine leyo ungayihlaba ecina ungasazali. Imbiko leyo kumele singayemukeli. Abantu kumele bathathe imbiko esuka kugatsha lwezempila kahle bamukele ivaccine leyi bayithathe njalo abantu balandele ke ukuthi bangangeni embuthaneni emkhulu emngakweni lasemtshadweni. Xa kwenzakele ukuthi abantu bahlangane ezindaweni ezinjalo kumele abantu bame khatshana khatshana lokho esithi social distancing nokugeza izandla njalo nje ngesanitizer kumbe lamanzi alesepa nxa kuyukuthi awuyenelisi ukuyithenga ke isanitizer. Ukugeza izandla abogatsha lwezempilakahle World Health Organization bathi lakho kuyasiza ukuthi izandla ma zihlala zihlambukile igciwane leli liyahlala kakhulu ezandleni. Kodwa ukuzifundisa ukugeza izandla zakho njalo nje kuyavikela kakhulu ukuthelelwana komkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19. Ukuxhawulana ngezandla lokhuyana kumele ngalesi sikhathi somkhuhlane lo singasakwenzi. Sibingelelane ngokukhuluma kuphela kodwa singaxhawulani izandla. Njalo nxa kuyikuthi ivaccine le ifika lapha abantu abahlala khona emphakathini, ngiyaxwayisa abantu bakithi ukuthi liyithathe ivaccine le liyihlabe. Ingalisiza kakhulu ukuthi xa uthe wabanjwa ngubhubhane le-COVID-19 awusoze ugule kakhulu ungene esibhedlela kumbe udinge i-oxygen. Liyathundubeza isiqubu kumbe amandla e-COVID-19 ukuthi akuhlasele emzimbeni.
Yes, cela ubambe khona pho umoya ungayikhatshana. So jonga nawe Mr. or Dr. Vusimuzi Sibanda.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda, welcome back to our show. Dr. Sibanda, nyaya hombe ino tariswa nevanhu kana paita dambudziko rakadai inyaya yerubatsiro kuti kana taita matambudziko totarisira kuti hurumende dzitibatsire nezvimwe zvakadaro. Pane zvakataurwa here navaRamaphosa zvekubatsira vanhu pamusoro pelockdown iyoyi?
VaRamaphosa pavakataura nezuro hapana rubatsiro rwavakataura sezvatakamboona zvichitika. Muchikamu chadarika apo panga pane mari dzekuti vanhu vabatsirwe. Chataona iko zvino ndechekuti tanzwa nhasi vanyanzotaura shoko rekuti aiwa iko zvino havagoni kubatsira, kubatsirwa rupo mari yakapera. Saka tangonzwa chete kuti vanhu ngavagare mudzimba uye vaite zvinhu zvese zvinoita kuti vasabata utachiwana hwecovid. Asi rubatsiro runobva kuhurumende havana.
Ko nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba yasvikawo papi? Nokuti vakawanda taimbotonzwa kusanganisirawo mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reEFF vaJulius Malema vachitoti ndomungatendawo kuZimbabwe kuti unobayiwa nekuti muSouth Africa hakuna chiri kufamba.
Ichokwadi ichocho kuti kana takatarisa vanhu vanonzi vabayiwa pari zvino tiri kunzwa kuti iko zvino hurumende ichiri kuedza yapedza kubaya vanoshanda nezve mahospitals varikuedza kuti vabaye vanhu vane makore akadarika 60 vanosvika 5 million. Population yevanhu ivavo muSouth Africa i 5 million. Saka hatisati tasvika pakuti tichinobaya ma 50 to 59 year olds zvekuti iko zvino over and above vanhu vanoshanda muzvipatara mafrontliners emuzvipatara chete tirikunzwa kuti tirikuziva kuti vatanga uye vhiki rapera kubaya maticha saka pavachatanga kubaya vane makore 50 kusvika 59 vozouya kuma security services kusvika pakutanga kwaJulai tirikuona kuti zviri kufamba zvishoma shoma chaizvo hatiri kuona vanhu vachibayiwa nenzira inofanana nevari kutestwa ndosaka tichiona vamalema vachiti aiwa tinenge zvisiri kutishandira nyaya dzana Johnson and Johnson ava nekuti taregedza kuti titore mavaccine anobva kuChina vamalema vatoti havari kuona kunge Zimbabwe iri kuita nani panyaya dzekuvaccinata kudarika South Africa
and then kuuya nyaya Dr. Sibanda yemafambiro ari kuita kunyaya dze kana kuti kubatwa kuri kuitwa vanhu nedenda irori mataura nyaya yekuti vakawanda vari kukwanisa kunge vachivhenekwa zviri kubatsira here kuzoti vanhu vachizvichengetedzawo vakaona kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kubatwa vaine COVID-19 kunyange hazvo pasiri kubayiwa majekiseni ekudzivirira vanhu vari kutorwa here matanho
tinongoona vanhuwo vakapfekawo mamask apo neapo asi tiri kuona kuti patasvika iko zvino ndepaya pekuti vanhu vanenge vaneta nekuti havasi kuona kuti zviri kuenderera mberi zviri kubatsira papi nekuti matauriro ari kuita vanhu ndeyekuti tinoona kuti vanhu vanofa uye tiri kukurudzira kuti vanhu vatorewo mavhaccine asi tiri kuda kushandira mhuri dzedu uyezve hurumende haisi kutibatsira saka dambudziko risiri kunyanzotaurwa ratakatarisana naro nderekuti vanhu vasvika payazve pokuti chisiri kufa ndechipi nokuti hurumende haisi kutibatsira hapana ari kutibatsira uyezve tiri kuona kuti muSouth Africa rimwe dambudziko hurumende iri kupiwa kwemari nekuti iko zvino minista vehealth vakambomira basa nenyaya yekuti pakashaya 150 million uye pakapera 30 million saka vanhu vazhinji muSouth Africa uye vaneta nezveANC vari kufunga kuti nyaya iyoyi yecovid iyi inenge nzira yekuita mari chete yevanhu vari mubato riri kutonga kudarika kuti inyaya inonetsa vanhu saka hatisi kunyanzowana vanhu vakavimbika vanotaura nevanhu vanhu vanzwisise nekuti vanhu vari kuona kunge pane zvisiri kufamba mushe ipapa panenge pane ugevenhu huri kuitikapa
thank you so much Dr. Sibanda ramba yaimuri pachirongwa ndomboenda una Dr. Ranga Dr. Ranga yesterday we reported that Zimbabwe got on Saturday a consignment of 500,000 doses of Sinopharm from China and by month end they're expecting another 2 million what can you say about this
What I can say, Mr. Kantemira, is it's good if we can get as many of Zimbabweans vaccinated as soon as possible. I know that there are a lot of Zimbabweans who have concerns about the effectiveness of the Chinese vaccines, and this is borne by some anecdotal reports from other countries like Indonesia, Chile, and so forth, where we have had a number of healthcare workers vaccinated with the Sinovac vaccine, and they are still getting very bad breakthrough infections. What I would say is that we know they may not be as effective as others like the mRNA vaccines, but they still work. I think the challenge for the countries like Zimbabwe, which use these vaccines, would be they would need to vaccinate much more people than they would with the more effective vaccines. It's just a numbers game. If your effectiveness is about 50% compared to an effectiveness of, let's say, 95%, you're going to have to need to vaccinate more people if your effectiveness is 50%. So I think some reports suggest that the Sinovac vaccine is about 51% effective. So what I would encourage the government and the citizens is to get as many people vaccinated with what we have as possible. I think the question will be, if they turn out not to be as effective, do we have strategies to make sure we have more vaccines available, other vaccines like the mRNA vaccines, the Johnson & Johnson? You should have a bigger strategy to manage the vaccination process and also make sure that distribution is done efficiently, effectively, and also to encourage the population because vaccine hesitancy is still a big problem for many reasons in Zimbabwe. So that there also has to be a messaging strategy where the government and the healthcare professionals are communicating with the population about what works, what doesn't work with the vaccines.
So in a way, you are saying that there should be more of awareness campaigns?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that would be very helpful because the more information you give out to the population, the better you answer the questions and you address the concerns that the citizens have.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
And another question, Dr. Langa, is, you know, it seems as if African scientists are not doing much in terms of producing their own vaccines. What's going on there?
Gibbs, I think this is a problem that has been true for many decades.
Mm-hmm.
I know that countries like South Africa, I think they are upping their game in that regard. But it takes decades to build the infrastructure. Even the vaccines we have here, like the mRNA vaccines, that technology was developed probably 20 years ago in response to SARS and MERS, in the H1N1 and so forth. That's when the technology was developed. So I think this is a wake-up call to African governments because these things have to be pushed by the government to encourage research and so forth. I think it's a wake-up call for all African governments or governments across the world to say, what is our role in ensuring that we are part of the manufacturing and research infrastructure? And that takes time. I think this time around, I think it's fair to say we are going to have to just rely mostly on those who have already developed the vaccines. How do we make sure they're easily available to our population? And how do we make sure that whatever we're giving our population is effective and safe?
Thank you very much, Dr. Langa, and stay on the lines. We are looking at Umandla Moyo. So, Baba Moyo, nasa sikhangela ke abantu khonapho eSydney abajabuke eZimbabwe. Singathi ke baza kwenzani njengoba sokuvaliwe indawo eziningi into ezinjalo.
Abantu abaningi ngapha dube eSydney sebesebenzela ezindlini laba abanelisayo lokhu abathi ngesilungu yi-work from home. Ikakhulu laba abasebenza imisebenzi ye-consultancy, umuntu uyabe ekwanisa ukusebenzela kukhompyutha yakhe ebulenjini. Njalo abanye ke abasebenza kwezempilakahle baqhubeka besenelisa ukusebenza, abasebenza ezibhedlela, omongikazi nabodokotela, labo ke bavumelekile ukuthi baqhubeke besemsebenzini. Okuyikuthi abantu abaningi abadabuka eZimbabwe bakumsebenzi yona le kwezempilakahle, ungani akubathintanga kakhulu ukuhlala phansi bengayi emsebenzini. Kodwa kulabo ke abasebenza kweze hotel catering, lasema restaurant, labo driver, ku public transport la ku private transport, labaziranela nje amashopu amancane, labo ke bavalile. Okuyikuthi ke abaningi kuzabathathela kakhulu imali kuma savings ekade belayo, ngoba kube nzima kakhulu nyakenye singena ke kuma lockdown lapha abantu abaningi babeke le lokuba depressed nje konokana ukuthi abantu abaningi abananzeleli ukuthi enye into esaffectayo ke ku-coronavirus ke lapha ikuengqondweni kakhulu okuthiwa ke ngesilungu i-depression. Yinto ke engakhulunywa kakhulu esilimaze abantu emazweni lawo angapha, ukuthi abantu uma behlezi endlini bengayi emsebenzini, umuntu uba depressed, abe lonely, omunye agcine esecabanga lokuzibulala.
Yes, cela umfake ngasithiwa khonokho sanokukwethula.
The effects of the coronavirus here in Australia has come in a lot of areas. Mostly the frontline workers have been allowed to continue to work. Those in the hospitality industry, public and private transport players, most of them have been grounded. Most of the Zimbabwean citizens who live here in Australia are mainly in the healthcare sector, of which we see them to continue to work and fend for their families. The other issue about the effects of this COVID-19 that is not being discussed much is the isolation, depression. All these are mental health problems that people tend to forget, that if you are grounded at home in quarantine and you are thinking about your pocket, you are thinking about the lost income, you become very stressed, and most of the people now, by thinking too much and being lonely, there is a risk and temptation of people thinking about committing suicide. So my advice is that people should seek counseling online, telephone counseling, and counseling over the internet. There is a lot of social websites that you can access from home to get these kind of services, because it's very depressing for someone who has been going to work and all of a sudden you are grounded. Thinking about those bills and the cost of living in these countries can be very, very challenging. So the only source of income, if it's work, but the next minute you are not working and you don't have an income. So I would like to encourage the government to look at relief packages to those people who are made redundant because of this pandemic.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's bring back Dr. Vusumuzi Spanda. Jonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Dr. Swanda, ndofunga kumagumo ikoko tida kunzwa kuti zvii zvamungakurudzira vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa kuti vasare nazvo kubva muchirongwa chino tichitarisa dambudziko iro rakatarisana nevanhu.
Chatingakurudzira ndechekuti vanhu ngavatarise nzira yavanorarama nayo, vatevedzere mitemo yekuti vasawana hutachiwana, inofanira nekuti vashandise maface masks, uye vashandise zvinhu zvinofanana nemavitamin C nana zinc mukudya kwavo, voshandisa nana garlic nezvimwe zvese zvataudzwa muno muSouth Africa kuti zvinobatsira traditional methods ekuti vanhu vasawana vachibatwa neutachiwana. Kozoti vanenge vawanawo mukana wekuti vanobayawo mavaccine vaendewo kuti vanonyoresa vaona kuti vanogona kuti vabayiwewo. Saka tiri kukurudzira vanhu kuti mukufamba kwavo mavanoshanda vave nechokwadi kuti havasangani nevanhu zvisina netumaturo, pasina nekodzero yekuti vasangane nevanhu. Vagare mudzimba kana vasina chavanofanira kuti vaendere panze, nekuti chero vakaenda panze vachapedzisira vasungwa vovharigwa, zvichaita kuti vagone kuzviwana vabatwa zvakare nezvirwere, nekuti muzvipatara umu nemumapolice station munenge chaimo mune ngodzi yakakura chaizvo.
Dr. Ranga, munoti nenyaya iri kutaurwa naDr. Swanda yenyaya yekuti vanhu vazvichengetedze vachidya zvakaita mavhitamini avari kutaurayo zvana garlic nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Chandingataura ndechekuti Mr. Gandimire, Dr. Swanda, you know, of course, what he is saying is very true. If you have a better immune system, you are in better health, it means that if you get the virus, you are likely to do better. And that's what we have seen so far. Because, of course, the people who are dying the most are those with what we call comorbidities, like diabetes, high blood pressure, lung issues, and also those with a compromised immune system. So if your immune system is boosted, it's going to give you a better chance of doing well if you catch the virus. What it won't do, what these measures won't do, is to prevent you from getting the virus. So you still have to practice, you know, social distancing, wearing face masks, basic hygiene, avoiding large gatherings, avoiding coming in contact with people outside your household unless you absolutely have to do it. If you have to do it, then you have to be always thinking about COVID. If I'm going to interact with this person at work, how should I do it in a relatively safe manner? If I'm going to interact with this person in the transport system, how do I do it in a public transport system? How do I do it in a safe manner? Most people have still to, they still have to bury their loved ones. Things like that, that they absolutely have to do. If you're going to do it in a safe way. Thank you.
Now, Dr. Randa, do you see these lockdowns in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Australia, you know, going away, you know, to a certain extent in the long run?
Absolutely, they should go away. I think we have countries where we see progress and we see a lot of hope, and that's true here in America. The numbers have gone down by more than 90%. in the last month or two, and that's because of vaccination, effective vaccination. And of course, you know, observing all these measures across the country has also helped tremendously while we you know, they ramped up vaccinating people. So I think countries with the capacity to do vaccination, that is the bull, that is the main, the magic that's going to work long term. Otherwise, as long as the virus can circulate in the community and you have a significant amount of the population unvaccinated or not immune, this will keep happening. And that is what is frustrating to a lot of people across the world, whether it's in Australia, South Africa, or Zimbabwe. They say, we've been doing this for a year. You know, how much longer are we going to have to put up with this? And I think that governments will be better served if they gave a clear roadmap to say, okay, we're going to ask you to wear this face mask and this may be, or do these restrictive measures for so long while we vaccinate people effectively. I think that's very necessary. Thank you.
What is really scaring people, just briefly, from getting vaccinated?
Unfortunately, Gibbs, it's a multiple factors. As you know, when this virus started, there were a lot of conspiracy theories regarding the virus, the origins, what it meant. And also, there was a lot of conspiracy surrounding the vaccines, what they are supposed to do. That has not been helpful. And unfortunately, the conspiracy theories have been pushed by people who are supposed to be credible, politicians, religious leaders, even people in the healthcare field. So unfortunately, that has fed into the big picture that vaccination may be dangerous. What I can tell people is that here in America, 96% of physicians have been vaccinated, which means that they know something that the rest of the population may not know. And we are the people who give advice to say get vaccinated. I would encourage everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible. There's absolutely no good reason why anybody should not get vaccinated. And the vaccines, do they have some side effects? Absolutely. Have there been some deaths, with some of the vaccines because of blood clots like the Johnson & Johnson? That is correct. But the numbers are much, much lower in terms of the people with side effects or who have died compared to people who are dying from COVID-19. So I would tell people, absolutely, it's better to get vaccinated. Even the ones which may not be as efficacious, you are better off taking them than not taking anything.
Thank you, sir. Now, Mr. Mandla Moyo, your last word, sir. Your last word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My last word to the people is that let us accept the vaccination program that is available to us, practice social distancing, proper wear of face mask, and let us remember to support each other remotely, phone your relative, check out on your friends, and let us keep encouraging each other emotionally, psychologically, and also even supporting one another financially. I know things are tough back home. Those who are doing it a bit better, let us support one another even financially, and we are going to overcome together. This challenge will come to pass. Boningani bantu bakithi asincedane nini ekulweni lobhubhane lwe COVID-19. Abantu babambane, sifonelane, ukhangele omunye wakho ukuthi uphilile yini ngefoni ngokumthumela ivoice note. Kuyasiza khonokuyani ukuthi abantu bangabi le stress, le depression ezindlini lapha kunzima. Nokuncedana nje ikakhulu ngokunikana imbiko ecorrect, abantu bathathe ivaccine le ekhona ngoba iyavikela umkhuhlane lo ukhona njalo uyabulala.
Thank you very much. On that note, we wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simbuiso Ranga, who is here in USA, Mr. Mandla Moyo in Sydney, Australia, and Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda in Johannesburg, South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gift to USA. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Till we meet again here on Live Talk, Studio 7.
Good night.